Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So good to see y'all here. Wonderful, full house here. Our awful club. Well, I know it's full because there's some folks back there in the back. So anyway, I just can't hardly continue on with my meditation simply because of that song. I love that song, In Christ Alone. If that don't get you fired up, folks, I don't know what will. But anyway, I do want to come to you with this meditation. The title of it is Come and See, Cowboy Devotions to Strengthen Your Ride with Christ. And it's by Kevin Weatherby. Marion picked it up for me, and it's actually got it at in Siloam, the card place, Day Springs. Thank you, Sally. But anyway, I just wanted to read you a little bit about him and the reason for this devotion. And says around 2009, he was a pastor in a small cowboy church in West Texas. And Melvin, I thought about you when I read that first line, because when you were in high school, you went to West Texas, and you might have ministered at the same church this feller is, no telling. But anyway, it goes ahead and tells that their church was running the concession stand at a high school rodeo there. And they also had a little booth where they gave away Bibles. And so anyway, it goes on. One of the fathers of one of the contestants came by looking at the Bibles. And this man, Kevin, said, those Bibles are for us to give away. If you'd like one, I'll send it home with you. And here's what the cowboy said, and he said, Kevin said this changed his life for the rest of his life. The cowboy, the dad said, I've got a lot of those easy-to-read translations at the house. Just because someone puts a cowboy on the cover, that doesn't mean it's written in a way a simple cowboy can understand. When you find a Bible written for cowboys, I'll read it. So, which is not really a good excuse, but I'll lay it off as that's the way he felt. So that's what he told Kevin. So that put Kevin to translating the Bible into cowboy talk. And this is the way it's the title for this particular devotion is Finding the Trail Home. And of course, we all need to find that trail home, because that means spending eternity with God. So anyway, to the scripture is from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. And most everybody knows it, but I'm confident you've not heard it like I'm fixing to read it. So he says, don't let this get you down. Trust God and trust me. My father's outfit has many ranches. If that wasn't the case, would I have told you I'm going to prepare one for you? If I go and get your ranch ready, I'll come back and get you when the time is right. Then you'll be with me forever. Y'all know that the trail that leads where I'm headed. Tom said, boss, we ain't sure. Well, I'm glad Marion's not here. We ain't sure where you're going, so how can we know which trail to take? Jesus said, I am the trail, the truth, and the life. No one gets to God without going through me. If you know me, you know my dad. Not only that, but if you've seen me, you've seen him. So continuing on, at times we step in the gopher hole of depending solely on our abilities, even when it comes to our salvation. We toil, strive, and aim to gain God's approval by our deeds. Yet the Bible clarifies in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, He saves us not because we've done something good, but because He did it all perfect and had mercy on our souls. Truthfully, our salvation isn't something we can earn or attain. It's a gift from God, freely given through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Our salvation isn't a reward of our deeds, but a result of His abundant grace and our faith in Jesus. Trusting can be a struggle, particularly when we're accustomed to controlling situations. But when we entrust our salvation to Jesus, we recognize our inability to save ourselves. We embrace His sacrifice, His grace, and His love. We let go of our control and surrender our lives to the One who loved us so much to give His life. Are we all there? Have we surrendered our souls to Him? And the cowboy call, the last reading. One of the impossible things to figure out on our own is where the trail is that leads to heaven. You can't find the trail without Jesus. There's no back door or road signs. You must follow Jesus. What this means is that you have to know Him, trust Him, follow Him, and obey Him. There's no other way. While we do follow the same God, we each have an individual trail marked out. While we can learn from each other about how to listen and to follow Him, the journey is the one we must take for ourselves. That last sentence there, as much as we would like to depend on someone, when that last call comes, it's just going to be us and God there. So we need to work on our own salvation and not depend on someone else. And I just thought y'all might enjoy that devotion. But as we continue on, and of course, it's a time to reflect back on this past week and for self-examination, for the time to rededicate our lives, because guess what? Tomorrow's Monday and we all start over again. So we need to be thinking about that. And it's easy to get carried away with the fast pace of this world. But you have to stay focused on God, because in the end, that'll be who has paid the way for eternal life in heaven. So stay focused on the Lord. And now as we prepare to take the bread, which represents Christ's broken body, let's take it all together. Then as we have the cup to take, just remember that was Christ's spilt blood on the cross to wash away our sins, to make us white as snow. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so very much for this opportunity that you give us to gather around this table to take of these emblems which represent you, Lord. And I just pray for all of us that this coming week we can draw closer to you and walk closer to you. And we thank you again so very much for the sacrifice that you made for us. These things I pray in your name. Amen.